The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says it is concerned about the rising numbers of Burundian refugees who are returning home. The UNHCR says the refugees are returning to unsafe areas because of deteriorating conditions at their camps in Tanzania. Last month alone, the UN Refugee Agency reports more than 4,000 Burundian refugees who have been living in camps in Kibondo, western Tanzania, have gone home to the southern Burundi provinces of Ruigi and Makamba. UN Refugee spokesman Peter Kessler says the refugees went home on their own without the help of the UNHCR.
This would be welcome news if they were going back to an area of their country that's safe. But the south, Ruiki and Makamba, are areas where intense fighting has taken place in recent weeks and where we believe this return would not be taking place without the measures that have been instituted by the local authorities in the Kibondo area of western Tanzania.
Mr. Kessler says Burundian refugees cite the declining levels of assistance available in Tanzania as one of the major reasons they are returning home. For example, the World Food Program cut rations to the refugees by half early this year due to food shortages. In April, rations were partly restored to 72% of the normal amount. In addition, Mr. Kessler says some refugees complain that new measures imposed by the Tanzanian authorities restrict their movements and confine them to the camps.
Before the recent restrictions announced by the local authorities, refugees were able to move freely within a 4-kilometer radius of their refugee camps. Many of these Burundians had used this as an opportunity to establish small farms and to cultivate some crops to supplement their rations. They're now unable to do this, and they're wholly dependent upon food aid.
The UNHCR spokesman says his agency is also concerned about more than 35,000 Burundian additional refugees who have sought asylum in Tanzania in the last year and a half. He says these new arrivals do not have the coping skills of some of the long-time refugees. He says the newcomers have been particularly hard hit by the restrictions because they have not found suitable ways to supplement the assistance given to them by the World Food Program and the UNHCR. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.